Hello, I'm Wifey, and I always listen to Hobby Number One on the Shy Life podcast.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
Psst. Hey, listen.
He's not that shy.
Hello and welcome to the Shy Life podcast. This is me, Paul, the Shy Yeti, or just Shy Yeti, whatever you prefer. So this episode, I don't mean to gossip, but this episode is, sorry, I just don't want anyone to overhear. Rumour has it that this particular episode is all about gossip. Yeah, can you believe it? I can't believe it. It's crazy, isn't it? You wouldn't think they'd get away with it. You know, I don't know. They've just totally lost their mind. I mean, it was only last week I heard that there was an episode about... Anyway, that's enough of that. Let's just stop gossiping and run the theme music. All right.
Oh, darlings, thank you for tuning in.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Sure, yes, that's totally inappropriate.
What's going to happen today?
You know, I always like to practice these thoroughly.
Oh, yeah.
What do people listen to this rubbish?
Well, there you have it. So, episode bot, what number episode is this?
54.
Is it? 54. We are doing very well, I think. Yes, we're not even a year old, although we're getting closer. So, right, what's going on? Well, as I said at the start, this episode, well, it's called Tittle Tattle. And yes, in a way, it is kind of all about gossip or chitter chat. And, well, you know, it's what we do. It's what we're doing now. Not quite sure how much scandal will be involved, but you're welcome to eavesdrop, join our little conversations, and goodness knows what you might hear. Now, one cannot gossip without there being someone to gossip to. Well, I suppose you can sort of gossip on Twitter. You can put out a few sort of scurrilous comments in the hope that someone will pick it up, but really, gossip does depend on somebody interacting with you, whether they're in the room, on the end of a phone, the end of a computer. You know, I may be wrong, but those are my first thoughts. So let me tell you who we've got coming up. Well, this episode, my co-conspirator this episode with all this gossip is our good friend Toppy Smelly. Yes, he's been here. We've been chatting, we've been gossiping. Well, Let me just run through. What have we got? If you've been listening to the Shy Life podcast for a while, you may remember that Toppy and I had come to realise that, well, our good friend Bettina Dupre and Aunt Tappy, it appears, knew each other really well back in the 60s, 70s, 80s. Well, you know, it was a long-term friendship and, well, they seem to have lost contact in the last few years and we're not entirely sure why, and although they seem quite keen to be reunited, well, I won't say any more. Toppy and I discuss it, we have a bit of a chitter chat about it, but then later on I also got to speak to Bettina herself. She came out for tea and I brought up the subject. You'll see what happens. So that's part of our gossip. The other little thing that we let you eavesdrop on is it's a little flashback. It's a little flashback to Toppy and I, our fictional childhood. Yes. Toppy and I go scrumpying for apples. Yes. Is that the right word? Scrumpying? We basically climb over someone's wall and go hunting for apples in their orchard. Yes, in our little fictional childhood. It's not weird. What do you mean it's weird? No, Toppy and I have said before, if we had been kids at the same time, we'd have been great pals and we'd have been, you know, into everything, doing all sorts of crazy stuff. You know, you thought Sutton Park was crazy. It would have been like, you know, it would have, we would have just exploded the world or something. Yes, with our crazy ideas. But so we're making up for lost time. We're having a fictional childhood. Yes, perfectly normal. I don't know, Toppy, some people are just so conventional. Yes. So we've got that. And one other element, and I don't mean to gossip, but let me share with you some little clips.
Hello, it's me again, Charietti. I've got a confession to make. I'll make it at the end of this. I'm going to tell you some more jokes first. What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire? Frostbite. What do snowmen wear on their heads? Ice caps. How does good King Wenceslas like his pizzas? One that's deep pan, crisp and even. Now my confession. I'm really sorry, don't let Poodle hear this. I didn't realise. I thought that Poodle was a talking dog. I was talking to Jay the Honk Cub and he explained that's not the case. I'm sorry, Poodle. I thought you were a talking poodle. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Please forgive me. Okay, well, that's it from me, Charietti from the Shy Life Podcast. Have a very happy Christmas, and I promise not to ring again until 2017. Okay, bye now. Bye-bye. Sorry, Poodle. Sorry.
Big Fanny, I cannot believe he thinks he called me a dog.
Well, I think he was just confused. I think it's probably, you know, he lives over there in Mexico in the UK. And I think it's just it's kind of like some of those jokes. There's something lost in translation. By the way, the rimshot drummer wants extra pay for all those. Well, we'll send the bill to the Shy. But Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the calls and for the kerfuffles. And Big Fanny, it's a good thing you played all those on Boxing Day, which is today, the day after grandma, because, you know, if people had told some of those at their grandma parties, people would, they probably think that Poodle was a dog or something. Well, anyway, but...
So, yeah, basically, I've been listening to Big Fatty online for, you know, not as long as I should have done. It wasn't the first show that I encountered. I was listening to Cocktails and Cream Puffs, and then I listened to The Smellcast and Lotzel. I discovered those shows, and then I discovered Pod is My Co-Pilot. And then in the last year or 18 months, I've discovered all the other shows on 548. So I've only been listening to Big Fatty since, I don't know, the spring, the summer. I don't know, time flies, doesn't it? But anyway, so I'm listening to Big Fatty, and I am thinking... Oh, there's this lovely Poodle McNoodle. She seems really nice. And obviously she's a talking dog because, you know, I'm used to Sassy on the Smellcast. You know, he's a laptop. He talks. Or I'm listening to Auntie Vera. And there we have Conscience. Fine. Conscience has a voice. That makes perfect sense to me. So if a character's called Poodle McNoodle, I obviously think, it's a talking poodle. Fine. Right, move on. But it also seems that I wasn't the only person who thought this. But word from Big Fatty's camp is that no, Poodle McNoodle is a lady. During an episode of Poke It With a Stick, there was even a photo that appeared in the chat room of Poodle McNoodle. I should have just left it there, except that I wasn't the only person with these doubts or these, I don't know, what's the word, presumptions that Poodle was a dog. You know, this isn't us being horrible, but we just, I guess, I suppose... I thought, I just presumed, I mean, I just, you know, I didn't realise that, I didn't realise that it was going to stir up such a rat's nest. And I suppose it's kind of got out of control. And I sent this message quite recently.
But y'all, what I'm going to do is, y'all going to catch up on a few little voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty?
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Shy Yeti. I just wanted to say hello, and I hope you're having a good new year so far. It's a little bit snowy in London, but, well, it's nothing. Not at all exciting. It's just wet, really. But anyway, enough about the weather. I just needed to leave a quick message for Poodle, if I could.
Hi.
Poodle, what would you say if I said...
Oh.
Does that mean anything to you, Poodle?
Am
I just talking nonsense? I just wanted to check. Just trying out a theory there. Anyway, it's been lovely speaking to you. I better get back to my surreal world of libraries and weirdness and... You know what it's like.
What?
Us London people. We're just crazy. Crazy. Bye for now.
Oh, dear. Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Paul the Shy Yeti. What? Yes, Big... Yes? Yes, Big Fatty? Yes? Are you okay? Yes? Yes? Okay. Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, from across the pond, it was, and I've had that for a long time. And Paul, I apologize that it's been so long since you sent that in, but I'm glad we were able to get it played on the little show. Okay, just go over there and the Squeaky Kitty, get Poodle a treat.
Hey, Big Patty, it's Gus Chad calling.
Now that really threw a spanner in the works, or I don't know if that's the right phrase, really. You heard her. She was barking. My little doggy noises got her really excited. I mean, that just was a red rag to a bull. I couldn't give up then. Now, as it happens, one of the people who also presumed that Poodle was a dog was Toppy Smelly. I mean, it kind of makes sense, really, doesn't it? We're sort of terrible twins, so we're possibly going to have similar thoughts. So the other day, Toppy and I decided to do something about this. I hopped on a plane and I flew out to America and joined Toppy, and we headed for Big Fatty Mansions or whatever it's called. I'm sorry, Big the Villa. Is that right? Oh, God, I'm awful at remembering names. But as you see, so is Toppy. So, as I said, we had a plan. We had a really cunning plan about how to find out whether Poodle McNoodle was a poodle or a person. This plan wasn't going to fail. Except, listeners, I'm just heading. I've got a little mission. I don't know how many of you listen to Big Fatty online, but there's this whole thing going on where he has this companion, and she's called Poodle McNoodle, and I always thought she was a talking dog. I mean, you know, that seems perfectly logical to me, but apparently she's supposed to be a lady, but. Oh, I don't know. I want to find out. I've decided that I'm going to go to where Big Fatty lives, and I'm going to get some photographs. I'm going to sort of prove it one way or another. I'm going to find out the answer. So I'm just heading now. I'm on a plane, and I'm going to go there, and I'm going to take photos. One way or another, I'm going to find the answer. I'll be there soon.
Juicy. Oh, I don't know. How did I get myself talked into this? That paw. Oh, I'm telling you, he can make a mountain out of a molehill. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, hi, folks. It's me, Tommy Snowy. I'm on the road with a very sudden car trip. That Shy Eddie, that paw, He is just obsessed over this poodle McNoodle thing, and well, I have to admit, I've got lots of curiosity myself, but you know that Big Fatty Online Shoe podcast starring Big Fatty? Well, this character, Poodle McNoodle, anyways, oh, you just heard what Paul was thinking. I don't need to repeat all that. So anyways, I'm driving along, and gee, I whiz, I'm halfway there. I'm gonna meet Paul at the airport, and we're just gonna go from there. We've got Big Fatty's location in the computer thingy with the geo force and stuff, and I'm gonna meet him, and we're heading there. And by golly, we're gonna solve this mystery once and for all. Oh, and by the way, I have a backpack full of night recording equipment. Yeah.
Have you seen anything yet?
Oh, I can't get this stuff to work.
Oh.
Wait a minute. How does this? Did you? I think it's got a bad. Oh, here's the battery. I got it.
Careful! I nearly had that in my eye. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay.
Just give me a little room, okay?
Okay, I know.
All right, here. You take this.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, just aim that big disc antenna thing right at the house. And here, I've got this. Set this up. Tripod. Yeah, there we go.
I'm really hungry. Have you got any sandwiches? I'm really hungry. Have you got any sandwiches?
You're hungry?
Yeah.
Paul, this is a fine time to think about food. Why didn't you bring something?
I thought you were bringing the food. I've come all the way from England.
I'm sorry. You know, we should have thought of that.
It's okay. Okay.
Maybe if we get the evidence, we can get down to.
I'm not sure whether this was a good idea. You know, building this giant wooden poodle and pushing it up to Big Fatty and hiding. It's like we put a big bow round the neck and it says to Big Fatty and Poodle with love from the listeners. And, you know.
I forgot we were doing that.
Yeah, that's why we're so cramped. That's why we're so cramped inside it. We're hoping to get.
We're inside it. Yes, of course we are.
We're inside it. We're hoping to be wheeled into Fatty Manors or Acres or whatever it's called.
This is brilliant. I don't know how you came up with this, but this is sure to work.
Yes.
Now, if we keep recording, let's just inch the stake closer to the door. Can you reach the doorbell?
Yeah.
Okay, now quiet. Is that him?
I don't know. I don't know who that is. I think it might be.
Else would be answering?
Well, I don't know.
I hope it's not a gentleman caller.
That's what I'm thinking.
Wait a minute. He's taking us in. That was squeaky wheels, folks. Squeaky wheels. Anyways. Here we are. Wow, isn't this a pleasant abode?
I can't see anything. I think we're facing the wall.
Oh, brats. Open up the poop chute. Look out the back.
Sorry, I'm just doing the squeaky noise.
Oh, my God. Is that Big Fatty's recording room?
I think it might be. Wow. He's got so much technology.
He certainly does. Well, he's the king of technology, you know.
Yes. But where's Poodle?
I don't know.
Maybe he's taking her for a walk. I mean, we must think positively, because it might, you know, we might be wrong. We just need to know one way or another.
Wait a minute. There's a bowl on the floor. Do you think that's a bowl of dog food or
what? It could be, yeah. Is there any Squeaky? Where's Squeaky Kitty?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Maybe here, I'm going to use my fake Squeaky Kitty noisemaker.
Okay.
Maybe we can lure closer to us. All right.
Cool. Yes.
Yeah.
Throw him to me then. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I just saw you playing Squeaky Kitty and I wanted to run around with her. Well, I thought there was a real toy. I wanted Yetis can be quite like dogs when they're...
Give me that back.
Sorry.
Nice. That Yeti spit on her.
Sorry. Well, we'll just wait here. There's no sign of anybody, but if we just wait here, we're sure to see something.
I suppose.
He's probably gone to the horror hotel or something. Do you think if he's not around, we could go and help ourselves to something from the fridge? I'm really hungry. You can cook up something, can't you?
Probably. Let's go do that, and then we'll get back into the wooden.
Yeah.
Trojan poodle.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll find out the answer one way or another.
Oh, boy, that was good. Big Daddy sure keeps some good bacon in his fridge.
Yeah, you can cook up a storm there. That's really good. I hope he doesn't mind. Well, he'll never know. We can't let him know that we've been in his house.
No. Anyways, I'm
full.
You know what, Paul? Why don't I grab some shut-eye while you keep a watch out?
Yes. Right? I'll keep a lookout.
In about 5 hours, why don't you wake me up?
Yes, and we'll take turns. Yeah. All right. I'm vigilant, ever vigilant.
Excellent. Now, don't fall asleep.
No, I won't fall asleep. Don't worry.
All right. I'll just get some shut-eye.
Yeah. I'm going to be fully awake. I'm ever vigilant. I'm ever... ever vigilant. Yeah. Oh, it's quite warm in here. Ever vigilant. ow! Oh, Toppy, wake up! Toppy, wake up!
What's going on?
I don't know. This thing, the Trojan poodle's being moved. Where are we? Where are we going?
What's that smell? Oh my God, Paul! We're in the dump.
We're not in Big Fatty's house anymore. Oh,
no,
in the dump.
That's why we're in the dump.
Oh my goodness! Oh no! This isn't the way we planned it.
Paul, why did you fall asleep?
I might have done, just slightly.
Oh my God!
Oh no!
He must have found us and thrown us into the dump.
Oh no! We'll never find out whether Poodle McNoodle is a poodle or not a poodle.
No, this is a fine how do you do. This is another fine mess you've gotten us into, Paul.
It hadn't been for you meddling kids.
Yes, you meddle. Oh my God, this is a failure.
Oh, I'm gonna have to go back to England now.
Empty-handed without.
Wah, 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 wah. So there you go. It was a bit of a mess, wasn't it? But, we did try our best. Well, I've got very exciting news. Let me explain. I think she mentioned it possibly last episode, but, Bettina Dupre has had her first letter. Yes. Now, she wants me to be the voice of the letter writer, and then she'll reply. So I've agreed to do that. Here's the letter. The letter is from a Miss Trumella citizen. I believe she lives in Brighton, in England. And she says, Dear Bettina, my boyfriend wants to become an octopus. Should I encourage him? And I passed this on to Bettina, and this is what she said.
Hello, my darling Trumella. This is a very interesting question that you are posing. I never encourage people to make big changes unless they really are sure of themselves. And only you, and well, only your boyfriend will know if he's really sure, but you will probably get a feeling for it. What I would say is that, you know, you've got to look on the bright side. If your boyfriend becomes an octopus, think of all those tentacles, darling. Think of all the tentacles. Cuddling will just be absolutely divine, you know. And also, you'll be able to expect to ask him to do a lot more around the house. For instance, he'll be able to hoover at the same time as preparing dinner. So, you know, that's another good possibility. I mean, there is a possibility that he will look absolutely ridiculous as an octopus, but who knows? You just need to, ask him what type of octopus. And also, you'll have to consider whether he needs a tank, a special tank, because presumably he'll need to live underwater, which you may not be so keen on. So, yes, you just have to think of the pros and cons. I suggest making a list. Yes. And then, you know, if it doesn't work out, then just bitch about it to your friends. And one way or another, I'm sure you'll work out an ideal situation, darling. Now, do let us know how things go, won't you, darling? Yes. Okay, well, I hope my words have been of some help to you. Okay. 1 million kisses. 1 million and one kisses.
Well, there we go, Trumella. That was Bettina's advice. I think there were some very useful points made there. Now, I would like to encourage any other listeners, please do write in. Please do send any questions to bettina@shyyeti@yahoo.co.uk or tweet at me at shyyeti on Twitter. I'll pass it on. I'll pass on any questions. Obviously, you may have to keep your questions to 140 characters, but that's fine. She doesn't need your life story. I'm being cruel. No. Please do write in. And thank you, Trumella, for sending in your letter. Thank you. You've made an old agony aunt very, very happy. Well, she's not that old. Well, she won't tell me how old she is. Mustn't talk about a lady's age. Moving on. Well, it's probably time I shared with you some more of our gossip that I mentioned earlier. Let me tell you instead about the whole business between Bettina and Aunt Tappy. During the same trip, Toppy and I, we had a little chat about the whole matter.
Well, anyways, Paul, it's been fun chatting with you.
Yes.
There was something that I was going to ask.
Oh, yes. Yes, sure. Dale's.
Daily.
Yes.
You know this Bettina Dupre and my Aunt Tappy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, apparently they have quite a history together. And you know something I thought would be fun?
Uh-huh.
Well, if we could get them together somehow in a surprise sort of way.
That would be great because, you know, when I was talking to Tappy last time, she sounded, you know, over the moon at the idea of... I know I've heard Bettina talking... funnily enough, she sent me a message for one of my live shows and she mentioned Aunt Tappy, but I don't think I've not had a chance to. I don't see her as often as you see Aunt Tappy. I've not actually spoken to Bettina yet to kind of say, well, we know. So I need to actually break that to her and sort of, she's going to be terribly excited when I do.
Yeah, do tell her, and...
What with Christmas and...
We keep it...
Yeah. Oh. No, I was going to say, what with Christmas and everything, and Bettina's like, she's always off somewhere, and it's not so easy to sort of speak to her, so I really must do that, but then I'm sure we'll be able to arrange some sort of... Has Aunt Tappy said any more?
Well, she's just been talking about... Bettina and some of the things they used to do, all rather scandalous.
You know? I bet.
But it would be good to get them together in the same room and record them talking about old times, don't you think?
Oh, that'd be really good, because they knew some people, didn't they? I mean, famous people, some as well.
Right. What we should do is, there's probably some island about midway between you and me.
Yeah.
We could meet there, fly there, not tell them a thing about it, secretly, you know, surprise each of them.
I know what you mean. Yes, we ought to, yeah, we should do that. I just think it would just be really wonderful. I can't wait to see their faces when we surprise them.
Excellent. This is a great idea, Paul.
Yeah. Well, I'll speak to Bettina this week, and because she's still, I think she's a little bit down about her not having had any letters from.
That's terrible. I can't believe nobody's been writing.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with the listeners, but
I don't either.
But I don't want to send any fake letters in, but I think I might have to. So anyway, I'll be having we have these meetings on the Shylife podcast every few months, you know, like the future of the show and the direction that we should be taking. It's I expect you must have the same with the Smellcast, getting everybody there, all the cast around, and I just wanted to ask you about that. Do you have, you know, at these meetings, who provides the biscuits?
First of all,
what's the policy?
We call them cookies here.
Oh yes, sorry.
And quite often Aunt Tappy brings those. And if she doesn't bring them, we don't have.
Does she make them?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Oh wow. So you don't think that just because I'm like the head of the podcast or it's my show. They've been sort of telling me that I should bring the biscuits every time, and I've said no. Shouldn't it be that, you know, this is a podcast, this is for the good of all of us, and
no, you're the one with the equipment, and
yeah,
you're the one making the effort. They should bring the biscuits
or the cookies. They can bring cookies, muffins.
Yes,
thank you. I just wanted your opinion on it, because it does feel like it's always me bringing the cookies.
No, you don't have to do everything. Get them to do something.
Yeah. So yes, next time I have one, when I have my next meeting with Bettina, then I'll tell her the whole story, and then we can move on to meeting on this island.
Midway between us.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
This is a good way forward. We shall hear some of these stories. It'll be very exciting.
I should think so. Yeah. I'll tell Aunt Tappy all about it, but keep it a secret.
Yes,
about
actually meeting. Yes, yeah, yeah, we'll just say, oh, do you fancy a day trip out somewhere? And
to the island.
Yeah, the island of podcasting.
There you go. Exactly. Well, Paul, I gotta go.
Yep.
It's been good chatting with you.
Yeah, good talking to you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
So we got to that stage, and then obviously once I got back, I had the opportunity to have a chat with Bettina. We have these meetings, and she came over. I asked her over a little bit earlier. You know, we have these meetings to discuss the future of the podcast, what we're going to be doing in the next month or two. I asked Bettina to come over slightly earlier than the rest of the cast, and she did so. And so, well, this is what happened.
Hi, listeners. Do you remember I spoke to Toppy earlier about having a word with Bettina? Well, I've got the opportunity to speak to her. She's just come round to the flat. We don't get to meet like this very often because, you know, she's a big star, and really, I mean, she's doing us a big favour by appearing on the show. So, but I want to mention, I'm recording things. So you'll hopefully hear what she has to say. Hi, Bettina, is that you? I'm in the kitchen. Come in the kitchen.
Oh, darling. Darling, where are you? What a lovely flat you have. Oh, darling.
Hi, Bettina. Oh, lovely to see you. Mwah, mwah.
Oh, mwah, 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 mwah. Oh, oh,
know. Thank you for coming round. Now, would you like a coffee?
Oh, darling, lovely. Yes, yes, please.
Here we go. I should make you fresh coffee, really. But...
No. Just the usual.
Are you sure? It'll be quicker. So, how are you doing?
Oh, darling, lovely.
I'm just... I should have got some... be more prepared. Take a seat whilst I'm washing up.
She's here, listeners.
Oh, you can tell that. You can hear that, can't you?
I'm nervous about telling her, but I don't see why. I mean, it's a good thing, right? Listeners, whilst I make the coffee, why don't you go and listen to something else and come back and I'll speak to her. Yeah, and then we'll be ready and you can listen in. All right, I'm just gonna make the coffee.
You know, Toppy, I was thinking the other day, back when we were both kids and we had a fictional childhood together.
Yes, our fictional childhood.
Do you remember?
I remember it fondly.
Do you remember that time we went scrumpying for apples, or whatever you call it? You know, when that time we climbed over the wall of the neighbour's, into the neighbour's orchard. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do. It's almost like it was yesterday.
Only yesterday, yes. Should we do a sound effect for flashback?
Yes.
Sometimes I do this, actually. This is what I do for flashbacks. That's what I do, because I can't afford big special effects like you have.
Yes, just very flashbacky.
Yeah, and then I reverse it and I kind of put reverb on it, and that usually does. It sounds like actually, it sounds like a turkey. it sounds like a turkey's escaped in the podcast, but. Toppy, quick!
Yeah,
quick, get over the wall.
Alright, you first. Hi, you're heavy, child.
Thank you.
Call me over.
Yeah, alright, come on then. I've got a hernia. No, I haven't. It's fine.
Oh, dear.
No, I'm fine. Don't let anyone see us. We've come picking apples.
Yes, we're scrumping. Is that what you said?
Scrumping, yes, I think so. I don't know. I didn't ever really do it in any real time. I just hear about these things. People talk about it. Anyway, I can't see any apples. Are those pineapples? Those are like pineapples.
Oh, I didn't know they grew on apple trees. No, I don't,
it's a bit spiky.
Ow. How are you supposed to gnaw into these?
I think you just... I don't know. I don't think you should. I think you should wear it as a hat. And maybe we could sell them on the market or something.
Don't tell me you don't have a jackknife.
Oh, no. That's much too scary.
Neither do I.
No, we... We'll just take it home with us and have it later.
All right.
Let's just walk on through the orchard.
It's a big orchard.
Yes, I can hear the sound of meowing cats in the distance.
I think I hear a washing machine.
A washing machine, you say? They must. I think they grow in the wild. Yeah. Is that a unicorn I can see ahead of us?
It's a spiky thing out of the... Yeah, it's a unicorn.
Wow. This is a really strange orchard, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm a bit nervous. I always thought those neighbours were strange, but...
This is really weird. And there's... What are these weird little... Are they bugs flying around with little lights?
Oh.
What is that?
Like a fireflies or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that one nearly singed my jacket.
Oh,
be careful.
What's on that tree, Paul? What's on that tree?
That tree? Oh, it's strange. It looks like one of those things from Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Oh, God. A pod person.
Back away. Back away.
Definitely backing. I'm backing.
Ow! Backing. Careful. No, it'll be fine. It's strange. It almost looks familiar.
Oh, I hope not.
No, not like one of us. It looks like it could be, I don't know, Big Fatty or something.
Is this possible? Is it farting?
Oh, I think so. Quick, we need to get away. I don't like this orchard. This is turning into some sort of nightmare. Look, let's run this way, into this strange maze.
Of course. Yes. Let's go into the maze.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It says, what's this sign say? It says, do not go beyond this point for fear of death.
I don't.
I'm only a child. I don't fear death. So come on, let's keep going.
Okay, all right. I'm right behind you.
Look, there's a ball of wool. We can use the ball of wool to trace our steps or something.
Yeah. Good thinking, Paul.
Rawr.
Oh my God, what
was that? Was that your stomach?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, what sort of things usually live in mazes? It's bunny rabbits, isn't it? Nice fluffy bunny rabbits. Kindly old ladies.
Jeepers. I don't think that was an old lady, Paul.
I hope not. I hope so. Oh, I don't know. Let's keep running.
All right.
Look, there's a big crevasse ahead. It falls down.
No. How are we going to get across?
I don't know. There's a bridge. Have you seen that episode of Dark Shadows where they go...
Clinton, yes.
Yes,
and the giant spider.
Yeah.
Oh no, Paul! This is horrible.
Oh, let's wake up from our nightmare.
Next time we're going to my neighborhood.
Okay. That's
Boy,
a strange.
That was,
do you think that was that a memory or was that a nightmare? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure, but you know that was something. I remember that. Boy, it's a good thing we never tried to cross that bridge.
I think one of us must have been eating cheese. It gave us strange nightmares.
Yes, I think so.
Still, it's nice to remember these old
it
things.
Is.
Yes, it's nice
yes,
to.
Yes, our fictional childhood together.
Yes.
Darling, is there anything I can do to help?
No, Bettina, absolutely. I'm fine. Sorry, I'm taking rather longer. Bettina, do you mind if I ask you a question? Like a personal question?
Yes,
Darling, of course I don't mind. Ask away. What did you want to know?
Well, I guess I'm being... Well, a little bit... I don't know how to put it, really. There's a reason why I'm asking, let's say. I wanted to ask about the old days. You know, do you remember the old days fondly?
What do you mean, darling? What do you mean, the old days?
Well, you know, like the 1960s or 70s or, you know, back in the day.
Oh, darling, those were wonderful times. Why would I mind talking about them?
I don't know. I don't know how much you like to talk about. Sort of. Can I make you a sandwich?
Darling, yes, whatever you're having.
Oh dear. Cut that muffin. Making some muffins and.
Oh, darling, I love those.
I just cut that really badly. Sorry, I haven't made you your coffee yet. I just wanted to ask. You see, I met somebody, or I know somebody, who used to know you back in the day. And I think you actually mentioned her on one of the messages that you've recorded.
Really, darling? Who are you talking about?
I know her as Aunt Tappy, but I think her name is it Tappy Danielle?
My God, darling, you know Tappy?
Yes, she's the aunt of a friend of mine. My friend Toppy, she's Toppy's aunt, I don't know.
I know Toppy. Well, but he won't remember me, but I met him when he was a child.
Goodness. So, I mean, I know her. She's been on the podcast. She's on a podcast called The Smellcast over in the States.
So, darling, in America still?
Yeah. She's in America, but she... You know, we have met and we've podcasted together, and you know, technology is wonderful. Wonderful what you can do with podcasts.
I know, darling, I know. Oh, I just can't believe it.
Well, I was talking to Tappy before Christmas, I think it was. Well, a few weeks ago, anyway. And we got around to talking, and your name came up, and she was equally surprised. And I'm sorry, I should have. I meant to speak to you about it sooner, but what with Christmas and everything.
Darling, oh, this is wonderful. I can't believe it. I haven't seen her in years. Absolutely years.
Well, you know, that could change. Who knows? We could arrange it. We could arrange for you two to meet up if that's what you'd like to do. Toppy and I, we weren't sure. So... We can arrange that. From what Tabby says, you were like best buddies back in the day.
Oh, darling, yes. Oh, we were such good friends. Oh, we used to go everywhere, do everything. We used to go out on the pool.
I bet you did. And wasn't there? You know, I told you talking about the factory and in Warhol, and
you know, in 70s New York and...
Darling, yes. Oh, yes, darling, of course, all of that. There are so many stories.
I don't know why you're not getting an autobiography, Bettina, because obviously a lot's been happening.
Oh, yes, darling, oh, yes.
So, we should arrange this. We should, you know, talk on, you know, chat to one another on Skype.
Oh, yes. Yes, that would be nice.
We can arrange it anytime you like. Just you give the word and we'll arrange it.
Yes, that would be lovely.
So how come you, lost touch? You know, if you've been so, you know, such close friends. I know these things happen, but...
Oh, darling, it's, you know, our careers went different ways and it was very difficult. The 80s was such a busy, crazy time. You know, full of opportunities and yet full of heartbreaks and such. It was such, oh, there were such good things, such, the best of times, the worst of times. That's all I can say.
Well, I understand that. I mean, it's going to be, you know, it's a tough time to be alive and, as you say, good things and bad things and highs and very high highs and very low lows, I guess.
Oh, absolutely, darling.
So, do you want me to give you Dappy's details now, or...?
Darling, later, after we've had some lunch, or, you know, had this meeting, your meeting about the podcast and things, it's fine. There's no rush. Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, of course. I'm looking forward to it. Well, I mean, that's if we get a chance. If we get the chance to hear you, to chat, it'll be amazing.
Oh, yes, I would love to do that, yes.
You must be real. It must have been sad for you to lose touch like you did.
Yes. Very, very sad. It'll be great to hear from her, yes. Shall I take this coffee through?
Oh, if you would, yes.
No problem. Oh, Dilly, okay. Don't pick me up now. You'll have me over. Don't want this food all over the floor. Are you coming to the meeting later, darling? Dilly, darling, no. Dilly, darling,
no. Hello. Hey, listeners, how do you think it went? I got the feeling that she was sort of excited and yet maybe towards the end of our chat... I don't know, it was like she was kind of like getting cold feet or second thoughts. I wonder if there's more to the fact that they fell out. That's me editorialising. That's not, they lost touch, they didn't necessarily fall out, although I do wonder if perhaps, you know, they did fall out, which is why they lost touch. Who knows, maybe we'll find out more. Maybe Toppy will be able to ask Aunt Tappy a bit more. I think there's a bit of a mystery involved. We'll find it out, don't worry.
Darling, what are you saying there?
Nothing. I'll just bring the rest of... Do you take milk and sugar?
Oh, whatever you've got, darling, whatever you've got.
Okay, I'm going to stop recording now. So, got to go and have this meeting, but... interesting developments, I think you will agree. Okay, moving on. More later. Moving on. Yes. Curious, isn't it? Curious. But not as curious as Toppy and my fictional childhood. Now that really is curious. And not at all weird. Just a normal childhood everyone had. Climbing over walls and stealing pineapples from gardens and other stuff. Yes.
Well, we're getting towards the end of the show, but we still have a little bit more gossip for you. I do have some messages from some of our regulars, so perhaps, yes, perhaps you'd like to listen to those. Yes, I won't say any more. Just listen in, eh? Just listen in. We're gonna gossip for a little bit more. Oh, yes. Oh, I know. Hello, Paul. It's me. Yeah, it's Uncle John. I hear there's a bit of there's word on the street, isn't there? Word on the street. Yeah. Very interesting. Yes. There's, tittle-tattle. Yeah. I don't mean to talk, but, you know, I'm always interested in a bit of tittle-tattle. So what do you know, eh? What do you know? I'm really interested to hear, you know, anything that you've, anything you want to tell me. I'm very interested. I mean, I remember, a couple of weeks ago when I heard about my friend Henry. Yeah, his missus only ran off with the milkman. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't mind, you know, but our milkman is a hologram. Yeah, quite forward thinking in our area. Yeah, I guess a hologram can be quite fun, but, you know, I don't know about cuddles, though. I don't suppose you get me. I don't suppose you, you know, he might look good on your arm, but when it comes to, and cuddling and stuff, a hologram's not really going to, is it? It's not really going to, is it? It's not really going to satisfy the parts that other milkmen or husbands might reach. I don't know. Anyway, I'll be interested to hear all your gossip anyway. So, yes, carry on the good work. Yes.
Hello, darling. It's me, Bettina Dupre. Oh, yes, you know what? I love a bit of gossip, but, you know, you can't be that surprised about that because I am an agony aunt and, you know, a lot of my business comes from, gossip and tittle-tattle and, rumour has it that, yes, my favourite phrase, actually, rumour has it. My ears just light up. No, that's not right. My eyes just light up. Actually, that sounds scary. I'm not a robot, for goodness sake. My ears prick up. I know they don't do that either. All these phrases make no sense. Still. It's not always other people's gossip that's of interest. I must admit, I do like being the subject of gossip, so I do like to do the odd thing that's going to keep people interested. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm, yes. And, do I have any gossip for you? My friend Joanna, she got a new, she got a new nail varnish, yes. Unfortunately, she reacted badly to the nail varnish and her fingers dropped off. But, yes. Never mind. They replaced her fingers with carrots, it's fine. Yeah, I mean, she always was a nail biter, so now she's a lot more healthier. She just nibbles her fingers until they're gone and gets some new ones. Actually, it's probably for the best. But anyway. I better let you get on, darling. So, yes, I do remind listeners, please do write in. I want to hear your gossip and I want to answer your questions. So, please, do write in. 1 million kisses. 1,000,001 kisses, darlings.
Hello, it's me, Damias Twinklehorn. I don't know that I appreciate gossips or I don't approve of it, no. Some really bad things can happen when people gossip. You know, it's really bad. I once heard somebody say something about me, which was not true at all. They said that I was made of polystyrene. How ridiculous is that? If I was made from polystyrene, I couldn't do acting. No. Polystyrene is like very, it's fixed and rigid. And when I play my parts, sometimes I have to be fixed and rigid, but not all the time. And also, some of these theatres, they're very warm. If I was made of polystyrene, I'd just melt. So, you know, for all of you out there who think that me, Darius Twinklehorn, that I'm made from polystyrene, it's not true. I'd like to knock that rumour on the head before it goes any further, all right? Okay, well, I think that's it for me. I must be going. I've got lines to read. Yes, learn. Sorry, lines to learn. Okay, bye for now. Bye for now. Dear, oh dear. Made of polystyrene, I don't know. Porcelain, maybe. Polystyrene, no way.
Meanwhile, back in Paul's flat, two of the cactuses on the windowsill are busy chatting and looking out of the window across the car park of the railway station, commenting on people they see.
I can't believe people are out there today. It's all looking snowing. Can you believe it? It's actually snowing. It's weird, isn't it? All them people out there, I can't believe they're shopping. It's like snowing. It's actually snowing.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know. It's so weird. Quite strange. What is that person wearing on her head? Is that a chihuahua or is that a hat?
Oh, I think that's a hat. Oh, no, I'm not sure. I think it might be a chihuahua.
Oh, it's very strange. She's got a big pom-pom on her head.
Oh, I know. Oh, look at that. I couldn't actually wear a pom-pom. I tell you, I really couldn't because of Miss Spikes.
Oh, no, I know what you mean. No, I've got too many spikes too. Last time I wore a pom-pom, an actual pom-pom, somebody I'd not met for a while, they came up and they like patted me on the head and how are you? And they forgot I got spikes.
Oh my God, no. Is that true? Is that true? Oh my God. So what they... Oh, they must have got... You must have pricked them. Did you prick them?
I pricked them. I pricked them in the paw.
Oh, you cheeky devil.
Well, not my fault. I didn't choose to do it.
Oh, I know, but... Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, well, still, we are cacti. We are cacti, aren't we? So, you know, you think people would, they'd realise that, you know, they'd consider our pricks. yeah, careful you say that. Still snowing out there. Still snowing. It's still snowing out there.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I'll be going out today.
Whatever do you mean? We're not coming anywhere.
Oh, no. I know we're not. I just like to think that, you know, I'd like to think where we'd go if we could go. Because, you know, I know we're stuck here looking out the window on the window sill.
Oh, I know what you mean. I do know what you mean. I do know what you mean. It's just daydreaming, isn't it? Daydreaming, looking out the window. Ooh, yes, lovely. Looking out the window. I think, where would I go? Where would I go if I had a chance to go somewhere? Oh, where would you go?
Oh, I think I would go to New York City. New York City.
Why do you want to go there?
Oh, everyone goes to New York City. They would seek their fortune.
I thought everyone went to London. I mean, it's a little bit more doable. I mean, I don't know why you're daydreaming. You really are daydreaming. I mean, you know. I mean, why don't you kind of think something that's possible?
Oh, I don't know. I like to dream. I like to dream.
Well, I know. Well, yes, I do too, but I know, the fact is we can't move off this windowsill, but all it would take was for somebody to pick us up, take us across to that railway station, put us on a train, and we could just sit on a seat.
Oh, yeah, that could end badly.
It could, yes, it could end badly. You know, somebody could sit on our face, and then that would be painful for them.
Oh, yes, very painful. What's the point of this?
What I'm saying, all we have to do is get on the train, and then we could be in London town within, like, oh, I don't know, 45 minutes, 40 minutes. We can actually achieve that. Oh, you know, all we need to do is, like, learn how to levitate. Levitate across the car park from the flat.
You got to get past that glass, though, out the front door. You got to get past that.
Oh, I know. I think that's doable. Sometimes they leave the window open. We can levitate across the car park, up to the railway station. It's doable. It's something that you can strive for. Going to New York, how would you do that? You're not going to levitate to New York. You're going to have to, like, get all the way to the station. You don't even have a passport.
Oh, you know I don't have a passport.
Well, I just presumed. I don't think cacti have, you know, passports. You know.
Oh, whoa. You are right. I don't actually have a passport, no. But I like to dream. I like to dream.
Oh, I know you do. And I like to ta-ta. Oh, I just think it's easier to do London than it is to, you know, do New York. But, you know, dream on, I say, dream on.
Yeah, on, yes.
Oh, my God, what is that woman wearing? She thinks she's just for some sort of catwalk model. She's, like, dressed for the catwalk or something. That looks like a cat she's wearing. What is that?
I don't know. People are strange around here. People are strange.
Yes, I think they are. You know, still snowing.
Yes. Still snowing. Yes. It could be the, snows a bit more and then it'll be like, you know, the mountains in Switzerland. We could go skiing.
I don't think we could. I don't think I'd be up for that. I haven't got the balance. I don't have the actual balance to do that. No. I think I'd end up with my roots in the air, wiggling around. My spikiness lost in the snow somewhere. It's not going to end well.
I suppose you're right. Yes. I'm gonna have a nap. I'm going to have a nap, I tell you. Yes, I'm going to have a nap.
oh, honey, you got a cough there. That's nothing, nothing, it's fine. Oh, it's a bit chilly on this windowsill, though, isn't it? Oh, it's just looking at that snow, it makes me... Oh, yes. Oh, it makes me go all funny. Makes me go all funny just to see them. Oh, goodness me. Oh.
Ha! You're funny, you are. Make some strange noises. You're funny. I've never met a man like you. Cacti man.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I wish the sun would come out. Oh.
Oh, it will soon enough. Soon enough, it will soon enough. Oh, sun will come out tomorrow.
Oh, you've got a voice like an angel.
Oh, no, I guess I know. I've been told that before.
And so we leave the cacti on their windowsill, staring out across the railway station car park as the snow gently falls. Goodness knows, by the time this episode goes out, it'll be about early summer, but this is recorded in February, so, yeah, snow falling gently down. All right. Anyway.
Since the start of the show, I've just received another email for Bettina. Exciting news. This time it's not an actual question. It's just, well, it's fan mail. So I'm going to read it. And I'm hoping to catch Bettina and get her reaction. But by the time I edit this together, I'm sure that I'll have done that. So you will get to hear, I hope, what she thought. So I'm going to read this. It was received today at 6:50. And it says... My dearest Bettina, I am shocked that you haven't been receiving a flood of fan mail yet. I think you, my darling, are fabulous. I would love to hear more stories of the old days, if that's possible. I simply can't get enough of Bettina Dupre. Consider me one of your biggest fans. All my love, Jay the Haunt Cub. Isn't that lovely? She'll be so pleased. Bettina's going to love that letter, Jay, so thanks. Thank you very much for sending it in.
Oh, darling, I can't believe it. Oh, how wonderful. You know, I don't get fan mail as much as you'd think. I really don't, not these days. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jay. I'd just like to say thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your kind, kind letter. And, yes, if you have any questions or you need help with anything, then do please ask. Do please ask. And, yes, thank you. You made me smile all day, you really did. Yes, 1,000,000 kisses, 1,000,001 kisses.
So please do write in and, yes, tell Bettina how much you love her. Tell Bettina or any of the other members of the cast how much you enjoy hearing them speak. Or, well, as far as Bettina... is concerned, if you've got any questions, she has advice. She has advice. And actually, write to Damius. I'm sure he has advice too, but anyway, no, write to Bettina or to any of the members of the show. And, you know, you can pick your agony aunt of choice, but Bettina is the expert. It's not to say that Damius wouldn't have some technical knowledge about acting that might be of use. But anyway, yes.
Well, we are nearly done now. I know you like a good bit of gossip, and I hope we provided some quality chatter. I would like to finish with a poem, though. Just trying to find one, which is sort of maybe related to gossip in some way. I've grabbed one of my books of poems, and I found Go Forth and Divide, which I published in 2003. Now, I looked through poems in this collection to see if any fitted with the gossip tag. Some of them do, but they're a little bit dark or macabre. I'm not sure I want to finish this episode on dark and macabre, but I think we're just going to go for plain silly. You must remember hearing about, you know, those bunch of lunatics that think that the world is flat. And I guess that is gossip. That's, you know, ridiculous gossip. It's stupid stories told by stupid people. Well, this poem is called The Earth is Round. Yeah, right. So I guess it's sort of about gossip in a sort of very tenuous way. Okay, give me the benefit of the doubt on this one, will you? The Earth is round. Yeah, right. The Earth is round, like we're believing that. Even a babe in arms knows the world is flat. The Earth ain't curved and it never was. The reason why is just because. There are some things, though, we know are true. Sheep breed Chaucer as they chew. The moon is cheese, the sun shines bright. The Prime Minister is always right. Gossip is a force for good. Tree trunks are not made from wood. We know these things, they're facts confirmed. Most curly hair is never permed. Big Brother's looking out for you. We're at our best the times we queue. All tourists have the nicest manners. Let's give three cheers for city planners. The world is round. I don't think so. Such deceits just cause one's nose to grow. The Earth's no globe. You'll soon see that when you fall right off this planet flat. That wasn't a bad choice. It even had the word gossip in it. Reading that one made me smile. It reminds me, it's sort of like an earlier version of one of my other poems that I may or may not have read on here already. But anyway, we've got no more time to gossip about that. Anyway, so it really is time to go. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And I thank all my fellow gossipers, especially Toppy Smelly. And yes, so that's all for now. Next time, well, I don't want to gossip, but, well, no, I'm not going to gossip because I'm not sure. But I have plenty of episodes lined up for you. So we shall see near the time. And but please join me again next episode and we can gossip some more. Oh, yes. I don't know if you know. Either. It's the end of the episode. Yes. Goodbye. Goodbye. What a gossip, eh?
Hey, you, come back.
I gotta go now.
I don't care.
Bye.
I want to go with you.
Gotta go. Bye.
Dear Gussie, that of course is the shy Yeti. Yes, Big Freddy doesn't seem very shy today. No.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Weird, super weird.
He's not that shy.
Oh, it's a bit chilly on this windowsill, isn't it? Oh, it's just looking at that snow. It makes me... Oh, yes. Oh, it makes me go all funny. Makes me go all funny just to see him. Oh, goodness me. Oh.
Ha! You're funny, you are. Make some strange noises. You funny, I've never met a man like you. Cacti man.
Oh, dear.